The last couple of weeks we've been doing the sugya of Shomer Aveda and all that's nista'if from that sugya. Very big, beautiful sugya from Daphne Vav on the base, Daphne Zayin on the base. But today I'd like to conclude the sugya with one final discussion. The Gemara from Zayin on Aleph and Zayin on the base is talking about whether List of Mizuyin is a Ghana for a Gazlan. What's the status of the time of List of Mizuyin? The Gemara here on Daphne Zayin on the base tries to bring a raya that lists the Mizuyin Ganafu. Lema Misayele, Hasocha Parah Mechareh V'Nigniv V'Amar Halah Harini Mishalim V'Ni Nishba Ka'akach Nimsa Ganav Mishalim Tashlom V'Kefal Hasocha. What's the din? Let's say someone rents a parah and it gets stolen. So the Socha says, Harini Mishalim V'Ni Nishba, I don't want to swear. We know that if a Shomer becomes Potter, so he has to take a Shavua. Not necessarily for the taina that he's giving. Let's say a Shomer Chinam claims Nigneva. So he doesn't have to take a Shavua that it's Nigneva, but he has to take a Shavua. Shalo Pashati Ba, Shena Bershusi, Shalo Shalakti Ba Yad. He claims that it was Nigneva. That's a taina's patur. But he has to say that he didn't do anything else that would have been Mechayev him. So what's the din if the Shomer doesn't want to take the Shavua? He says, I just don't like to take Shavuas. I don't want to get involved. Maybe I did something wrong. I don't want to take a Shavua. So he says, even though I really should be potter with my taina, I'm going to pay. And then it turns out that it was stolen. They find the ganav. So the ganav is chayev kefil, but who's the chayev kefil too? So if you would have asked me, I'd say he has to pay the bailam. So the chiddush of this din, it's really a mishnah in the beginning of the third parak of Mitzia. The chiddush of this din is that if the shomer really should have been potter, but he agrees to accept responsibility, he agrees to pay for the geneva, so then the kefil goes to him. It's like he's kona the kefil with that taina of geneva, with the taina, with the admission or with the agreement that he's going to pay. Right? Not with the taina, he becomes potter with the taina of geneva. But if he agrees to pay, so now he's kona the kefil. So Savrua Kereb Yehuda, the Amr Socha Kenos Yischar Dami. This case over here is not Shomachinim, it's a Socha. So just one second, what's the din of a Socha? So Savrua Kereb Yehuda, they thought in the yeshiva that it's like Rebbe Yehuda. Stama, this Braisa, this din is like Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that Socha is Kenos Yischar. Rebbe Yehuda holds that the din of a Socha is like a Shomach Socha. That's how we paskin. That's how we all assume, right? When we're in grade school and they teach us about the Shomrim, so they tell us, like the Mishnah in Shavuos, the Mishnah of Metzia, that the Shomachinim is potter and everything except for Pshia. Shol is Chaya for everything, and the Shomachar and the Socher are somewhere in the middle. The Chaya for Gneva Vaved and Pshia, and the potter for Onsit. So that's what we thought, right? They thought it goes Aliba de Rebbe Yehuda that Socher is Kenos Yischar. The Katani Va'amah Hareni Mishalim Vein Nishba Mechaldi Bar Potter Le Nafshe B'Shavuah. If it's going Alibad Rebbe Yehuda, and you say what? That the Socher, if he claims Areni Mishan Vein Nishba, so now he's going to get the Kefel, so it must be a case where it's a Tainas Ptur. Areni Mishan, he must be advancing a Tainas Ptur, but even though he really should be Potter, he's agreeing to pay. That's the Chiddush, that Potter Leinavshe Beshvua, he would have Potter himself Beshvua, but now that he agrees to pay, so then he gets the Kefel if we find the Gan. So to that, the Gemara says, "Hechi dami, kigon the katayin tainus list the mizuyin." I mean, what case could there be that the socher is going to claim nigneva and yet he's going to be potter? It has to be list the mizuyin. The regular tainus geneva, the socher is going to be chayef for. So this crazy, this strange situation. It's not a normal situation. The strange situation is where he's claiming a tainus p'tur, claiming nigneva, but it's a tainus p'tur. But because he really wants to pay and not be nishba, so it turns out if they find the god, then he's going to get the kefil. Sugar case, right? It's a strain. That's the din, right? It's not the normal case, but that's the din. So what's the situation that the socher is going to become potter b'tainas nigneva? Must be list the mizuyin. Uketani v'achach nimsagana v'shav v'shlom kefal asocher. And what's the end story? Right? The end of the story is that if they do find the ganav, then the kefal goes to the socher. So just one second. This has to be a tainas p'tur, but yet it's a taina that's going to be mechayev kefal. So Tainas Ptur, we can understand. If he claims List of Mizuyin, so that's an Ones, the Taka will Pater the Socher. But how's there going to be a Chiyav Kefil? It must be that it's a Taina of Geneva. It must be a Taina of Geneva. So Zokta Gemara, don't you see? The List of Mizuyin must be Ganav. The Taina of List of Mizuyin must be a Taina of Geneva. So that's why, if Nimsa Ganav, then the Kefil goes to the Socher. Right? There is Kefil here because it's really a Taina of Geneva. that's the Gemara's rather list of Mazayan Ganafu. So Amri the Gemara answers, Mi Savik Rabbi Yehuda Damer Socha Kano Sischai Dami, Yidilma Kareb Meir Svil Le Damer Socha Kishamachinam Dami. Ah, Savruah Kareb Yehuda, we thought it's going Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, that Socha is Kano Sischai. Says Taisus, why did they think it's going Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, Mishun Nahachi Kaimel, and Kestam Masnissim, Perak Vasa de Shavuos. That's how we paskin, like the Stam Mishnah at the end of Shavuos. It's really the same as the Stam Mishnah in Bav Mitzian, Dav Tzadi Gimel, the same basic idea. So we thought it's going Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, the Nos Yischar's Gesocha. But comes the Gemara and says, no, really this price is going like Rabbi Meir. It's assuming that no, that Socher is Keshomachinen. So if Socher is Keshomachinen, there's no Raya that lists the Mizuyin as a Ganav. It's a regular Tainas Gneva. It's a Tainas Gneva that the Shomachinen would have been part of. But because he says, Harini Mishalim Ve'eni Nishiva, so now he's Kona the Kefam, but it's a Tainas Gneva, so that's Taka why. There can be a Kefal over here. It's Poshit. You don't have to come on to the fact that list of Mizuyin Ganav, even if list of Mizuyin Gazlan, but if the Socher is like a Shomachinen, so it's a regular case. He's a Tainas Gneva. A regular Tainas Geneva. He really should have been Potter, because Dino is really Kishom Echinam, but because he agrees to pay, not to be Nishba. So that's why he's going to be Kona the Kefel, and he gets the Kefel, because it's a Tainas Geneva. Okay, so there's no rag. He boy is saying, Kedemachli, Rabba Baravua, Vatani, Socha, Ketze, Meshach, Remeir, Omer, Kishom, Socha, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kishom, Echinam. Gemara says, okay, it's either way. I mean, basically, we're assuming Socher is Kesham Achinam. The Shaila is, who said what, right? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, which way does it go? But basically, the first two answers of the Gemara says, no Raya, the list of Mizuyin is a Ganav. Really, we're assuming Socher is Kesham Achinam. The question is, which Tana said like that? But Socher is Kesham Achinam, and that's why it's a regular Tana's Nev, and it can be Chayav Kefa. Rabbi Zera, Amar Hochav Mayaskinah, Betoyin Tana's list of Mizuyin, Venimsa list of Shein of Mizuyin. Rabbi Zera has a new gang over here, a new answer. Maybe we're talking about Toyin Tanas list of Mizuyin. Right? Even if we're talking about Toyin Tanas list of Mizuyin, maybe list of Mizuyin is a Gazlan. Right, if it's a Gazlan, so where's the Chiyuv Kefa? Right, because it could be a case where he's Toyin Tanas list of Mizuyin, he's Toyin Nensa. The Socher is Toyin Nensa. So that's why he'd be Potter. It's a Tainas Ptur. So why is there a Kefel? If list of Mizuyin is a Gazlan, why is there a Kefel? There's only Kefel for a Tainas Geneva. Nimtza listim she'ena mezuyin. It turns out that it was a regular listim. It was a regular ganef. He claimed nensa, so he should have been potter. He put forward a tainas p'tur, but that's not what happened. It really was a tainas geneva. So it's a matnazach. He taka lied, right? He said it was a listim mezuyin. Right? So he was lying with his tain. It wasn't a listim mezuyin. But the fact is, he said hareini mishalim ve'eini nishva. So once he agreed to accept upon himself to pay for the ones, so now he's calling it the kefil. So if Taka is a tainas geneva, meaning if there was a geneva, it turns out that there was a ganav, so then he'll get the kefil. Even though it's strange, it seems like he really had a tainas sheker over here. And he said it was a list of mizuyim, but he accepted upon himself the payment. So once he accepts the payment upon himself, if it turns out that there was a geneva, so then he's going to get the kefil. Okay, these are the different answers of the Gemara to be docha the riot. You can't prove the list of mizuyim ganav who. Because either we're assuming that Socher is Gesham Machina, his Taina was a Taina's Geneva, wasn't a Taina's List of Mizuyin, or even if he really was Toyin List of Mizuyin, but maybe Nimtza List of She'ena Mizuyin. So really, List of Mizuyin is a Gazlan, but Nimtza List of She'ena Mizuyin, and that's why there's going to be a Chiyuv Kefel for the Geneva. Yeah, this is the Gemara. As Tosus pointed out, we thought that it goes Alibi the Rabbi Yehuda, because that's how we paskin. Socher is Kenos Yischan. Socher is Kenos Yischan. And that's the maskara of the Gemara. Right? How to learn the Braisa, that's one thing. But ultimately, we do come around to say that. It's not Kesham Achina. We really paskin that Socher is Kenos Yischar. It's just, it could be this Braisa is not going like that day. This Braisa might be going like the Shita, that Socher is Kesham Achina, so therefore there's no right. What does that mean, that Socher is Kenos Yischar? I want to take a few moments and talk about this inyan. Socher is Kenos Yischar. Has the same din as a Shoma Socher. What does that mean? So we know the fundamental difference between a Shoma Socher and a Shoma Chinam is that a Shoma Socher is chayiv even for Gneva Va'aveda, but a Shoma Chinam is only chayiv for Pshir. Right? So that halacha certainly applies to a Nos Yischar. The Socher is chayiv for Gneva Va'aveda as well. But when we use the term Socher Kenos Yischar, does that mean that the Socher in Gansen is like a Nos Yischar? In every respect, he's like a Shoma Socher? Well, maybe he's like a Shoma Socher for some halachas, but not for other halachas. It's a very important question in general. Whenever you have an equation, an equation. So the question is it a literal equation? They're exactly the same, or do we say no? They're similar, but they're not literally exactly the same. So what could be the difference? I mean, so shama socher is chayav for gneva v'aveda, socher is chayav for gneva v'aveda as well. So they're mamish the same. What's the difference? So that's why I gave you the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia left side again on the base. The Gemara mentions at least three extra halachas that the shama socher has. And the question is, does the socher share these halachas of the shama socher? What am I referring to? We keep on peddling back to this sugya of nota kidinatri inshi. That's Rabba's famous shita. So now we finally get to the machlokas. We've never really read the Gemara per se. We've seen it through the prism of Tosis on Dafim Zainam and Aleph, but now we get to see the Gemara. Right? There was that case. I'm not going to go through the whole case again, but Rabba basically says that nota kidinatri inshi, if a shomer sachar watches the animals kidinatri inshi the way that most people are shomer, then he's potter for anything that happens to the animal. And the Gemara continues that based on Rabba, according to Rabba's principle, ol b'idna da'ayli inshi, or num b'idna da'naymi inshi, if the shomer goes to town at the time that most people will go to town to shop, and he leaves the pikadon, he leaves the behemoth, and then some kind of onus happens, so then he's going to be potter for that, according to Rabba. Because that's nota k'danatri inshi. Not just that he watched it in the way that most people watch it, but even if he doesn't watch it, right? Even if he is not shomer, but if that's what people do, they normally aren't shomer at certain periods of time because they go to town or they go to sleep. So that's okay. That's acceptable according to Rabba. That's acceptable according to Rabba. Well, comes the Gemara later on in Daf Tzadik Gimel and says that Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna lo svir lehoha d'Rabba. These two Amoraim argue against Rabba. The Amri lahachi avi lach agro linturi linatirusi yiserta. They hold that the mafkid can say to the shomer socher, look, I'm giving you schar, I'm giving you money, I'm paying you for the shmirah. So if I'm paying you for the shmirah, I want you to be shomer a shmirah meula. I want you to do an extra shmirah, not just to watch it from gneva v'aveda, but to watch it even more than kidinatri inshi. Rabba had said, no, not the kidinatri inshi is fine. So comes Rabba Bar Rav Huna and Rav Chista, and they say, no, you need to watch it more than kidinatri inshi. Part of the chiyuvim of a shomer socher is that since he's getting schar from the bailim, he has to watch it even better than kidinatri inshi. That's one halacha of a shomer socher that's extra. What's another halacha? So we mentioned the braisa there says, Rosh ha'ira v'inich edro bala'ir. Bazei v'tar v'bari v'daras. So it's all a function if he's Yachal HaHatzel or if he's any Yachal HaHatzel. Right? If he's Yachal HaHatzel, then he's Chayv. If he's any Yachal HaHatzel, he's Potter. What are we talking about? What's the situation? So the Gemara comes around to say maybe it's Taka Ol Be'idna the low Eili Inshin. He went into town when most people would not have gone into town. So why is it dependent on whether he's Yachal HaHatzel or not? He's a Poshaya. If he goes into town when people don't go into town, so then he was a Poshaya. So it says the Gemara, the Shama Kol Aryeh Va'ol. He got nervous. There was an onus, there was a lion there, and he heard the sound of the lion, and he went into town. So in fact, the Gemara, what are we saying? If Yochel HaHatzel is Chayv, if it's any Yochel HaHatzel is Potter, Avadi should be Potter. What's he supposed to do? Ihochi Omdin Oso, my Havalei Lameber. What could he possibly do to save if he heard the Aryeh? So there's nothing he can do? So says the Gemara, Hayelo Lekadim Beroim Uva Maklis. No, he could get other people to help him. He could get other shepherds. He can get weapons to protect from the Ari. So, Ihachi, in fact, the Gemara, Mayri Yashamasach, Avilu Shamachinam Nami. Even a Shamachinam is chayiv to do that. A Shamachinam is chayiv to get other people to help him to save from the Ari. The Amar Hu Damar Shamachinam Shailu Lakadim Brahma from Aklas Lokitem Chayiv. The Zalta Gemara, Shamachinam Bechinam Shamasach Abishar. The halacha is that both the shamachinim and the shamasach have to be mekadim beroim uvamaklus. They have to do whatever they can possibly do to save from the onus. And if they don't do that, then it's taka l'pshia. But the chilah between shamachinim and shamasach is that the shamachinim does it for free. He doesn't have to pay anyone to do it. He's not getting paid for his shmir. So if he can get other people to help him, he can call out to the chevra, he calls hatsala, and they'll come and help him. Then he's taka machuyev to do that. If he can save the sheep, he can save the pikadon by calling out. But the Shama Sachar has to be Mekadim Beroim of Maklus, even Beschar. The Chiddush of the Shama Sachar is that he has to even do a Beschar. He has to hire people to do that. He has to be willing to buy weapons. And if he's not mekadem b'ram of maklas b'schaisa, then he's going to be chayim. The ad kama, how much do you have to do? Ad kedei demeim, until the value of the item. V'eicha motzinu b'shamasach shechay ba'onsim, t'hodu shakol demeim mi'bal abayis. Has the shamasach shechay ba'onsim? The answer is, no, he's ultimately going to be able to get the schar back from the bal abayis, but he has to go through the extra effort of even hiring people. He can get the schar back from the bal abayis. What's the... He shouldn't have to pay for it. He shouldn't have to pay to save from onsim. But afal pikein, the shamasach is chayv more than the shamachinim. If the shamachinim can get people to help him, then he's mechuyev to try to round up the troops and get them to help him. But if he can't do it for free, then the shamachinim is not chayv. The shamasach, though, is chayv even bischar. So amalei Rav Papa Labaye, iachi maya hani lamina. If he's going to get the schar from the balabai, so what is the balabai's gain? What's the balabai's gaining? Ad kedei demeim, the sheep are worth $100, let's say. So if the shamasach is going to have to pay someone $100 to get back the sheep, so what's he doing? He's not returning to the bailam anything. They're not going to gain anything. So Zabta Gemara, no. Nafkamina lekusha dechevasa inami letircha yisarta. The nafkamina is, let's say the bailam have a connection to the animal. They know how the animal functions. They know what makes the animal tick. Right. So the kosher chevasa, the kosher of the behemoths, he doesn't have to train new behemoths. Right, he knows the behemoths already, as Rashi explains. He doesn't have to train new behemoths, so it's more valuable to him to get back the same behemoths. If he's going to have to pay more than the value of the behemoths, then the shomer shouldn't do it. But if it's up to the value of the behemoths, then it's taka worth it for him. The tircha yisarta also, maybe it's a tircha to buy more behemoths, so it's good for him up to the value of the behemoth. So what comes out of this gemara? Nachamo, the shomer has a greater chiyuv than the shomer chinam. The shomer sachar has to be makdim b'ra'am of a maklis. If there's an onus happening to the pikadon, and the pikadon is going to be lost to the bailam, so the shamasach has to get people, has to hire people to help him to save the behemoths from the situation, or to buy weapons to save the behemoth. So that's another example where the shamasach is chayiv more. Why is he chayiv more? L'chor and Nachamot, the same idea that the bailam are giving the shamasach a schar. Why are they giving him schar? So that he'll be makdim b'ra'am of a maklis b'schar. Right, just like they're giving him schar, so he should be not more than kedinatri, and she shows. So too, it sounds from the Gemara that the shamasach is chayiv more than the shamachina to save the pikadon even from onsim to be makdim b'ra'am of a maklis even the schar. Finally, you see the Gemara before the Mishnah gives another distinction between shamachina and shamasach, where it says Ebo afkid kisna be runya. Ebo was mafkid kisna. Kisna, some kind of cotton, flax, by Runya. So Azal Shavo Shamte Mine. So then this Ganav Shavo took it away from him. The Sof Hukar Haganav. Then in the end, they found that it was Shavo that took it. They knew who the Ganav was. So Azal Kami de Rav Nachman Chayve. Rav Nachman was Mechayev Runya. It was Mechayev Runya to pay. Why was he mechayev runya to pay? Says Taisus explains he thought that there was a pshia. There was a pshia. You know what? Let's hold off on the Taisus. Okay. So why was he mechayev to pay? He's up to Gemara. Let me pliga Rav Huna bar Avin. Maybe Rav Nachman is arguing against Rav Huna bar Avin. The shalach Rav Huna bar Avin nignav ba'onas v'acharkachuk araganav m'shamachinam uratza nishba ratza osim odin m'shamasacharu osim odin ve'enu nishba. Rav Huna bar Avin says that if the kadon is nignav ba'onas and then hukar haganav. So then the Shomachinam has an option, right? He can be Osei Modin with the Ganav, or he can be Nishba and he can pater himself. If he's Nishba and he paters himself, so then the Bailam have to go after the Ganav. If he's willing to pay, right, so then he can be Osei Din and the Ganav, he has a choice. But the Shomachar, Zokta Funa Bar Ovin, the Shomachar has to be Osei Din and the Ganav. He can't be Nishba. The Shamasach has to take responsibility for the Geneva, even though Hukar HaGanav, the Bailam can get the Bailam know who the Ganav is. So you could have said the Bailam has to go to the Ganav themselves. Why should the Shoma have to be Osir? No, a Shamasach is different. Rav Huna bar Avin says the Shamasach has to be Osir Dinim HaGanav. He has to pay. Not even though it's Hukar HaGanav, he has to pay the Bailam, and he's Osir Dinim HaGanav to give back the money. The Gemara says it sounds like Rav Nachman argues against Rav Huna bar Avin, because this is a situation where Rav Nachman was mechayev runya. He was mechayev runya. Runya mistam was a shomachina. So if he's mechayev runya, that means that that he said that Runya has to be also Dina Maganov. Why should be also Dina Maganov? It's his choice. He also could be Nishma and Patr himself. Amar Rava, no. Hosam Gavri the Parmuska Havu Kaimi, the Ramakola Havu Osu Umatzlin Le. The situation was that Anshe Hashilton, the police were there. So if he would have raised his voice, he would have called out police, then they would have come. So why was he mechayev him? He was mechayev him because this is not ones, this is really pshia. Now, even though Shavo was a gavra olin, he was a strong guy, he could have beaten him up. But in this case, since the police were there, it's a pshia that he didn't call out to the police. So that's why he was mechayev him. It's not to say that normally the shamachinim has to be osa dinim aganav. No, imratza nishba, he can be nishba. He doesn't have to be osa dinim aganav. And that's the shak of the gemara. What comes out of this gemara? That a shamasachar has to be osa dinim aganav. Even if hukar aganav, the shamasachar claims nigneva, right? So he should be chayev for that. He's chayev for gneva, right? But let's say it's nigneva ba'onas where he taka would be potter for the gneva. And then hukar haganav, so now the bailam really know who the ganav is. So you could have said that the bailam have to go to the ganav, they have to get the ganeva out from the ganav. So zopter funabar oven, no. If he's a shamasachar, then the shamasachar now has to pay the bailam. Once hukar haganav, and the shamasachar has the ability to get the money back from the ganav, it was nignava ba'onis, so he really should be potter. But now that it's hukar haganav and he can get the Gneva back from the Ganav, then he has a responsibility to get the Gneva back from the Ganav. It's his problem, and he has to pay the Bailam. So even though this was a Gneva that really he should be potter from, the Chiddush is that if Hukar HaGanav, and now the Shomer can get the money back from the Ganav, he has a responsibility. If he's a Shomer Sacher, he has a responsibility to be also din im HaGanav and to pay the Bailam. So there are three halachas that the Gemara in Bava Metzia on the Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis says that the Shomer Sacher is more chamer than Shomer Chinam. Not just that the Shamasachar is chayev for Gneva Vaveda above and beyond the Shamachinam, but he's even chayev to be Shomer the Pikodon more than Kidinatri Inshi, according to those Amaroim who argue against Rabba. He's chayev to be Makd and Barom of Maklos even Beschar, even though he can get the Schar back from the Bailam, but he has to lay out the money. He has to be Makd and Barom of Maklos even Beschar. And finally, if Hukar Haganav, even if he said Nigneva and he'd be potter, if it's a Gneva Ba'onis, he really should be potter from paying, but if Hukar Haganav, then he has to be Osa Dinim Haganav. He's the one who has to take responsibility to bring the Ganav to court, and he has to pay back the Bailam. He has to pay back the Bailam. Why is that the case? Why should we assume that the Shamasach is so much more chamer than the Shamachinam? So the answer is what the Gemara said before, that the fact that the Bailam are paying the Shamasachar for the Shmira, that's Mechayev, the Shamasachar, to do more than the Shamachina. Right? It's not just that he's Chayev for Gneva Vaveda more than the Shamachina, but he has to actually do much more than the Shamachina. Right? He has to take responsibility to be Osa Dinim Aganav. He has to be Makdim Barom of Maklas Yim Beschar. And he has to be Notar even more than Kidinat Vilish. So the Shaila is, when we say now that Socher is Kishamasachar, regarding what is the socher like a shamasachar? All the halachas of the shamasachar, or only the basic halacha of the shamasachar? We definitely hold that socher is gnosis chayav, that he's chayav for gneva v'aved as well. Is he like a shamasachar for these extra three halachas that the Gemara has in the Tzadik Gimel and Beis and Bava Metzia, or not? That's the shay. So some of the achronim make a statement about this. They make a comment based on another Gemara. This is really the parallel sugya to Shavuos. It's the same idea. The Mishnah on Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph puts forth the basic halachas of the Shomer. So there's a comment of the Gemara there that's very mechudish. There's a kasha of the Gemara. There's a formulation of the Gemara that's very mechudish. And based on that, some of the achronim make a comment. What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah sets forth the dinim of the Dalit Shaman. We know the Mishnah. We've seen it before. We've seen a quote. And the Mishnah says that in Shavuos as well. So, in fact, the Gemara Mantana Bar Shomrim, Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravua, Rabbi Meir. Who holds Dalit Shomrim? Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Rav Nachman Zogt, Rabbi Meir. Samalei Ravala, Rav Nachman, Mi Ika the Lesnar Bar Shomrim. who's the Tana of Arba Shomer? Rabbi Meir? Everyone holds a Dalet Shomer. What's that? What's the give and take? So Amalei, no, Hachikam in Alach. Man Tana Socher Kenos Yischar, Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah says Socher is Kenos Yischar. Socher is Chai Begnei Bevaveda Dishlaik Shomer Socher. Says Zakir of Nachman. Who's the one who holds that Socher is Kenos Yischar? Rabbi Meir. He. Meir holds that Socher is Kenos Yischar. I Vaho Rabbi Meir Yipchasham in Alei. But we heard that Rabbi Meir said the opposite. The Tanya Socha Ketzim Mishalim Rabbi Meir Megisham Achina Rabbi Yehuda Megisham Mesocha. Rabbi Bar Avua Ipcha Ketani. That's the Rabbi Bar Avua that we quoted in our Gemara, that he's Ipcha Ketani. He says Rabbi Meir Taka holds that Socha is Kenos Yischar. It's the Shaila who said it. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, but that's the Halach. In fact, the Gemara I Hachi Arba Shloshaninu. I Hachi Arba Shloshaninu. How can you say Matan Arba Hashom? The Mishnah says Arba Hashom. If Socher is Kenos Yischar, so then it's Doch Shlosh Hashom, it's not Arba. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Dalet Shom V'dinei and Shlosh. So Zok Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no. It's really Dinei and Shlosh. It's Dalet Shomim, it's Dalet people, right? Dalet types of Shomrim, but they really have only three halachas. So that's what the Mishnah meant. The Mishnah says Arba Shomrim. That means there are three types of Shomrim. But there are four types of Shomrim, but there are three halachas to the Shomrim. What do we mean by four types of Shomrim? Well, Shomachinam and Shomasachar, they're both Shomrim. They're not using the object. But a Shomachinam does it for free, Shomasachar gets paid. Socher and Shoel are both using the object. But the Socher is paying for usage and the Shoel is not paying for usage. So there are four different types of individuals. Four different scenarios, but there are three halachas that emerge from those four scenarios. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. So the question is, what's this kasha of the Gemara? Ihachi dalet shomrim shloshaninu. Ihachi, how can you say arba shomrim? It's really shlosha. If socher is kenos yischar, how can you say arba shomrim? It's really shlosha. Charetz apela. Well, this is a kasha only on that stage of the Gemara. The Gemara first starts off by saying. Man Tana Dalet Shomrim Heim. The Gemara answers Rabbi Meir he. Arba Shomrim Rabbi Meir he. And then the Gemara comes around and says, what does that mean, Rabbi Meir he? Rabbi Meir is the one who says that no sischar, that socher is no sischar. To that the Gemara says, Yehochi Arba Shlosha Hava. It's Matna. L'chor, the kash of the Gemara can apply at the very beginning. Why don't the Gemara ask immediately, how can you say Arba Shomrim Hem? It's really Shlosha, because there are only three dinim. The Mishnah said there are only three dinim. Why didn't the whole Hishtalshus in the Gemara? What you have to say is Socher is Kenos Yischar, to then have the Kasha Yehochi Arba Shlosha Havu. It's a Kasha on the Mishnah itself. It's not just a Kasha on the statement that Socher is Kenos Yischar. It's really a Pella. It's really a Pella. Tatosus there says, Inachadam. It's not, the Gemara is not saying iam bishlama. If you wouldn't say no sischar kesochas, then I understand why it's abar shamrin. No, meikar nami have a matzi lakshu yehachi. You could have asked this kasha from the beginning. V'chem yeshar be'gemara. Tois is just machtavek with the whole kasha. He says it's not a kasha dafka at this stage in the Gemara. You really could have asked the kasha earlier. Saras Hashastir points out though that Rashi didn't have that girsa. Right, Rashi and Shavuos. You look up the Gemara. Rashi and Shavuos just says. Hani arba shloshanin. He doesn't say ihachi arba shloshanin. He says hani arba shloshanin. It's not ihachi. At this stage in the world, once you say no sischar kesocha, so now there's a kasha that it's not really four, it's really three. Now from the beginning, from the get-go, we could have asked, how can the Mishnah say arba shomrim? It's really three. Okay, Rashi had a different gears in the Gemara because Rashi was troubled with this kasha. The Tosis just says in Achanami, it could have asked it earlier. Could have asked it earlier. I mean, basically, it comes out the same, both according to Rashi and Tosis, that they could have asked it earlier. It's not a kasha right here on this suit. Comes the Chasam Sofer and has a different shot. Chasam Sofer says, maybe you could learn the Gemara from Pshuta. That the kasha of the Gemara dafka is at this stage. This stage in the Gemara, when we say, Nosis Haka Socher, so then we have this kasha. Yehochi, Arboa, Shlosha Hava. Why? How so? So Chasam Sofer says, because not everyone who shares the chiv of Gneva Vaveda, of the Shama Socher, also shares the other chiyuvim of the Shomer Socher. He says, I'll give you an example. We know that Shomer Aveda is machlokas, but the Shomer Aveda is kashama chinam or kashama socher. If Yosef holds that Shomer Aveda is kashama socher, why? The simple pshat, the first lashon, is that he's nena befruta to Rav Yosef. He doesn't have to give the pruta to the ani. So hold the nena mahana, since he's nena with the pruta, he doesn't have to give it to the ani. So therefore he's a shom masach. That's what the Gemara said on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. So comes the Maharshach, quoted by the Ksel Sech Oshin, and says, well, if that's why the Shomer Aved is like a Shomer Sachar, so then he shouldn't really share all the dinim of a Shomer Sachar, because he's not really a Shomer Sachar for the same reason as a regular Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar is a Chayev B'Gneva V'Aveda, because he's Nena from the Bailim, he's Mekabel Schar from the Bailim. So Hov Nena Mahana means that if he's Mekabel Schar from the Bailim, he's Chayev for Gneva V'Aveda, but he's also Chayev to be also dinim Aganev, if Hukar Aganev, to be marked in Barom of a Maklis, Bishar, to be Notar, even more than Kidnapri entry. He's Chayev many other things because he's Miskabel Schar from the Bible. But the Marashach says that a Shomer Aveda, even if you'll say that he's a Shomer Sachem, he's not mamish like a Shomer Sachem, he's not completely like a Shomer Sachem. He wouldn't have to be Notar more than Kidnapri Inchi, Zakhtar Marashach. He'd be allowed to be Notar Kidnapri Inchi. Because the idea of the Gemara Bava Metzia, lahachi yavilach agra, I gave you the agra, I gave you the schas that you should watch the shom, you should watch the pikadon hashmir meula, even more than kidnatri inshi. That svar doesn't apply to a shomer aveda because the Bailam are not giving them the schar, the Torah is giving them the schar. Right? The Torah is basically saying that since you don't have to give the pruta to the ani, you're getting a schas, and so it's in mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah, so therefore he's gaining from the situation. But since he's not getting a schar from the Bailam, the extra chiyuv of the Shomer Sachar should not apply. That's what the Maharshach wants to suggest. So the Ktzos just points out that the shita of the Maharshach is not muskim. There are some deists in the Mefarshim that would say that a Shomer Aveda taka is mechuyev to watch the item even more than kidanat yinshi. According to the Amoraim, who argue against Rabba, of course, according to Rabba, right? There's no chiyuv to watch it more than kidnapri and she. But if you hold like the other day is that the shomer sacher attack is mechuyev to watch it more than kidnapri and she. So now the shaila is by shomer aveda, does that extra chiyuv apply? So comes the Ktzos and says, I can prove to you that there's a rishon that goes against the marshach. Which rishon? Tosfos that we learned together, right? Zoktik Tosfos, I think it's clear from Tosfos. The Tosfos holds that the Amoraim, who argue against Rabba, that hold that a Shomer Sachar has to watch the item more than Kedanatri Inchi, they'll hold like that by a Shomer Aveda as well. And which Tosfos are you referring to? That Tosfos that we keep on coming back to, right? All roads in this Sugya lead to this Tosfos. Not all, but many. Right? Tosfos on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph on the bottom was talking about whether Shomer Sachar is potter for Gneva Ba'onis. Right? Remember that whole Tosfos? That the Gemara was assuming the only Tainas Ptur that a Shomer Sachar can put forward is List of Mezuyin. So then the Gemara pulls back, is List of Mezuyin Ganav, List of Mezuyin Gazlan. The Taisa says, List of Mezuyin is the only Tainas Ptur. Every Gneva Ba'onis, the Shomer Sachar should also be part of the Right? The Gemara is trying to figure out what's the situation with Toyin Tainas Ganav, Ba'aveda is going to get Kefel. So Mad Nazach, if you hold Shomer Aved as a Shomer Sachar, so the Taina of Geneva in general is not a Taina of Ptur. So where is Toyin Tainas Ganav going to be Chayev Kefel? Right? If the Shomer Aved lied and he really stole it, so how's he going to be Chayev Kefel? But his Taina of Geneva is not a Taina of Ptur. So Gemara says no. List of Mezuyin. If you hold List of Mezuyin Ganavu, so that's a Taina of Ptur. It's a Taina of Ones. He'll become Potter. But if Nimtza Shul Ganvo, since it's a Taina of Geneva, he'll be Chayev Kefel. So in fact, Taisus List of Mezuyin. We could say any type of Gneva Ba'onis. Let's say he fell asleep accidentally, or he got sick accidentally, or he dug into the karka, and he put the money in the karka. There's many cases of Gneva Ba'onis. What does Tosfos say? And how about Ol Be'id Nadai Limshin? According to Rabban, the Gemara Ba'metzia, that's another case of Gneva Ba'onis that the Shomer Aveda should be potter for, because Shomer Socha is potter if Ol Be'id Nadai Limshin, as long as he's not the Kenanatri and she's potter. It says Tosfos, Lahanu Amorai, according to the other Amoraim who argue against Rabba, you still have my other cases of Gneva Sonis. You don't have Ol Be'in Nedaili Inchi, right? Because they hold that Ol Be'in Nedaili Inchi is not a Ptur. You have to be Notar more than Kidanatri Inchi. But you still have other cases of Gneva Ba'onis. So why does the Gemara have to give List of Mezuyin? The only case that Shomer Sachar, that Shomer Aved is going to have a Tain of Gneva Ba'onis. Right? That's what Tosfos says. According to those Amaran who argue against the Rabbah, I still have other cases of Geneva Onis. This is not going to be a case where he's potter. I'm talking about a Shomer Aveda. And yet Tosus is assuming that the Amaran who argue against the Rabbah would say that not a Kedinatri and she is not enough. Right, according to the Maharshach, you wouldn't say that. Maharshach would say that everyone would agree by a Shomer Aveda that all you need is not a Kedinatri and she. Because since he wasn't mekabel schar from the Bailim, he doesn't have to watch the Pikadon more than Kedinatri and she. Charifus of the Ksos. Right? The Ksos is proving from Tosfos that they go against the Maharshach. That the Machlokas Amaroyim, whether you need more than Notar Kedinatri Inshi by Shomer Sochar, does that apply to a Shomer Aveda as well? If he's a Shomer Sochar, then all the halachas apply to him? Well, no. Take a look at why that halacha applies. Maybe this din that the Shomer Sochar has to be Notar more than Kedinatri Inshi only applies if he gets Schar from the Bailim. If he gets agra, he gets a schar from the bailam. So then he's mekabel to watch the animal more than kedinatri inshi. That's a shaila. Marshach says that it doesn't apply to a shomer aveda because he doesn't get schar from the bailam. But the Tosfos seems to assume it applies even to a shomer aveda because that's what the Gemara is talking about. Tonin tanas ganav baaveda. The Tosfos says according to the Amaraim who argue against the Rabba, Yitaka have to be not more than Kedinatri Inshi. You have a case of Nevi Onis in other situations, Shena, Choli, whatever, Chofa, Bekarka, but not the Kedinatri Inshi, because they would hold, no, you have to be not more than Kedinatri Inshi. So comes the Chasam Sofer and says, maybe the sheet of the Maharshach, who says that there are certain cases of someone who has a din of a Shomer Sochar, but yet doesn't share all the halachas of a Shomer Sochar. Maybe that is so. That principle can help us explain the Shach of the Tanya of the Gemara. Maybe just like a Shomer Aveda doesn't have the extra chiyuvim of a Shomer Sochar, even if fundamentally he's like a Shomer Sochar, he's chayev b'gneiv aveda. So maybe similarly, Socher can no say schar. Socher also is chayev for gneiv aveda like a Shomer Sochar. But maybe he doesn't have the extra chiyuvim of a Shomer Sochar. Maybe he doesn't have to be notar more than kedinatri inshi. Maybe he doesn't have to be makt and berom of a makles vischar. Maybe he doesn't have to be osa dinim aganav if hukar aganav. So Zogt HaChaz himself, and maybe that's what the Gemara was assuming initially. Just from the Mishnah itself, that the halacha of nos vischar is similar to that the halacha of socher is similar to nos vischar regarding gneiva v'aveda. That's no raya that it's gimel shomim and not dalet shomim. No, maybe taket's dalet shomim, because it's true that socher and nos vischar share the halacha of gneiva v'aveda, but they might not share all the other halachas. It could be that nos vischar doesn't have all of the other halachas. So really, there are dalet shomim. There are four different halachas. Four different scenarios and four different groups of halachas. The shamachinim is chayav only for pshia. The shamasocher is chayav even for gneiva v'aveda. The socher is chayav for gneiva v'aveda, but he's not chayav to be makdim b'ram of maklus b'schar, or to be osa dinim aganav, or to be not more than kedinatri inshi. So it comes that it could be that the Shomer Socher and the Havmi of the Gemara is more chomer than the Socher. The Socher, she has only one halacha with the Shomer Socher, but the Shomer Socher has these three other halachas too. And of course, the Shoal is chayav for everything. So maybe the Havmi of the Gemara was that from the Mishnah itself, all you see is that for the din of Geneva v'Aveda, the Nos Yischar is the same as the Socher, as the Shomer Socher. The Nos Yischar, excuse me, is the same as the Socher. But how do you know that the other halachas apply to the socher as well, that the socher is the same as the shomer socher, that he has to be not more than kenatri and she, and he has to be also dinim aganav, if hukar aganav, and he has to be makt and perom of a maklas bischa. How do we know those halachas? But once you have the brisa says this lashon that no se schar ke socher. What's the lashon of the brisa again? That socher is kenose schar. Sorry, socher kenose schar. Socher ke shomer socher. It's not just that there's one halach of Geneva v'Aveda where they're comparable. But the Braisa says, Socher kenos yischar. Socher is like a Shomer Socher. So the Braisa is making an equation between the Socher and the Shomer Socher. It sounds like the Socher is mamish like the Shomer Socher. For all halachas, not just for Geneva v'Aveda, but even for the chiyuv to be not there more than kedin atri inshi, and to be also dinim aganav, and to be maknim brov maklos bischar. So to that the Gemara says, ihachi dalid shomim shlosha havu. Then it's mamish only three, because the sochers can also ischar and gansen. The havamina was that he's likes nosis char only for gneva v'aveda, but not for the other three halachas. But once the lashon of the Brisa said socher kenosis char makes an equation, so then it sounds like the socher is mamash like the shomer socher, even for the other three halachas as well. So if that's the case, ihachi, it's not dalit, it's really gimel. So answers the Gemara Nachanami, it's really dalit types of shomer, but dineim shlosha, dineim mamish shlosha. There aren't four different halachas. Dinei mamamish shlosha. That's how the Chasam Sofer wants to learn the Shach of the Tanya. Of course, according to the Marshach, you'll have to learn the Maskana of the Gemara differently, right? He'll have to say that the whole Shach of the Gemara was only vis-a-vis what's mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, we're not talking about the other three halachas of the Shomer Socher. What's mentioned in the Mishnah is Gneiva v'Aveda. So the Gemara... hard to know what the kasha. I mean, I guess the answer is like Rashi and Tosfos, that you could have asked the kasha even earlier, because the kasha is on the Mishnah, it's not on the Brice. Kasha is on the Mishnah that if regarding Gneva Vaveda the socher is like an osis char, so then really it's not dalet shomer, so the gimel. So Gemara says in a chanami, it's really gimel dinim. It's habar shomer. It's four scenarios, but it's really gimel dinim, right? So you'd have to see if you hold like the Marshach, they're really. Socher and Nosis Char are only comparable for the Chi of Gneva Vaveda, so then you'd have to ask the Kasha immediately on the Mishnah. You wouldn't ask it on the Brisa. But if you have the Girsa of the Gemara, the way we have it, then the Kasha only makes sense if you say, once you have the Brisa, the Nosis Char Kasocher, that this Mamish an equation sounds like it's equated for everything. Now, Havamina, we thought that maybe the Socher and the Shama Socher are not equated for the extra three Alochas of the Gemara, but Messiah and Dav Tzadik Gimel on the base. Kamashmalan, that they are equated completely, and really, there are four shomer, but only gimel dinim, because the socher shares all of the halachas of the shomer as socher. So this idea of the chasam sofer that he alluded to, that there's this concept that even someone who shares the chiv of gneivah v'aveda of the shomer socher does not necessarily share all of the halachas of the shomer socher. This is what the Rashash writes. What the chasam sofer's answer is basically a Rashash. The Rishash says, "Lani is that the Yesh Lefarish Yehachi the Mukmas Kerabi Meir the Amr Kesham Asachar the Mashu the Vachol Mili Avikamo the Mishlam Amas Nisin Yesh Lamar the Lo Dami Lesham Asachar." From the Mishnah, you're not forced to say it's mamish like the Sham Asachar. Ella Lamai the Mefarish Nishban only for the halachas of the Mishnah. Avam Mikomakam Chalukin and Beshar Mili, but maybe Socher and Osischar are Choluk for the other halachas. For the other halachas from the Mishnah, you don't necessarily know that the socher is mamish like the shomer socher. But if you tell me socher kenos ischar, the lashon of the brisa sounds like the mamish, the same even for the other halachas. So then taka arba shomim is a parallel. It's not four shomim; it's really three. The Gemara says no. Arba just means four types of people, four scenarios, four situations. But the dinam ataka three, because the socher is mamish like the shomer socher l'chol dinam.